everybody, and welcome to today's live webinar, Traffic Doctor, 5 Sites That Got More Traffic and More Sales by Building Trust, sponsored by VeriSign, Symantec, and powered by the Target Marketing Group. I'm Peggy Hatch, Group President and Publishing Director of the Target Marketing Group, and I'm so pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help button at the bottom of the console, or let us know via the Ask a Question box. If you're enjoying the webinar and would like to spread the word to your peers, you can send an email invitation directly from the console by clicking the Invite a Colleague button. You can also give us your feedback at any time during the hour by clicking the Survey button. This survey will also be distributed at the end of today's webinar. As you know, today's speaker will be answering select questions live at the end of the presentation. Use the Ask a Question feature on the console to submit your questions for consideration in advance at any time. If you happen to have to leave the presentation, you can access the entire webinar on demand for the next 90 days via the same audience link you used to watch the presentation today. After that, the webinar can be viewed from the Retail Online Integration website at www.retailonlineintegration.com/webinar. Finally, we encourage you to tweet about this webinar today. Please use hashtag #ROIWebinar when doing so. Here today to discuss how search marketers can gain more traffic and increase conversion rates by building trust is Bob Angus, Senior Channel Marketing Manager at Symantec. Bob is VeriSign's Trust Services Business Unit, which is responsible for the VeriSign Partner Program, and he's going to walk through 5 online businesses and reveal specific techniques for how successful companies improved clicks, stayed off blacklists, and boosted profits. Bob is passionate about effectively marketing innovative technologies, helping sales reps achieve huge bonuses, and creating an experience that makes customers smile. You can read his work on the e-commerce evangelist blog at http://blogs.verisign.com/e-commerce. And with that, take it away, Bob.
Thank you very much, Peggy. Really, to start off with, you know, this is a very important topic, trust. And a lot of websites need to be trusted today, and I'm going to not just go through some of the basics of how important it is to you, but also give you some very specific tips that you can use immediately, right away, after this session. So I'm going to walk you through 5 sites that got more traffic and more sales by building trust. So in the next 30 minutes or so, I am going to cover a lot. We are going to go through those sites. But first, we're going to go through the key environmental drivers that are impacting websites today and why trust is more important than ever. And, you know, what's your benefit? You know, how are you going to benefit? And namely, that is driving more traffic to your website and increasing conversion rates. Then I am going to go into those 5 sites. I'm going to break them down, explain exactly what the challenges they faced were and how they overcame those challenges. And as a result, you should be able to, you know, learn how trust is going to be able to drive more traffic to your website. And it's not just something that is on your website, but also part of the search engine process. And that ultimately speeds the whole funnel, if you will, of your customers coming from being searchers to actually getting on your website to then actually purchasing or being loyal, happy users of your site. Also, you know, a key element of trust is keeping those visitors happy, and that happy, loyal customers do increase your page views and other key metrics that you care about. Trust is an emotion as well, and so loyalty and keeping customers coming back again and again, trust is something that they feel, and that if you're able to build it, that you're going to develop those loyal customers. So I'm going to jump right into the first section. I'd like to discuss a little bit about the online world that we face today, and really why trust is more important than ever. Here's the problem. On the internet, it can be tough for the average consumer, or even us as sophisticated users and website owners, like you and I, it's hard to know who to trust online. Or I actually think that this cartoon from The New Yorker sums it up perfectly. On the internet, nobody knows that you're a dog. That's always been an issue for consumers, even as they become more and more used to getting things online, buying something online, getting information online, searching for items. They still don't really know who's behind a website. That causes some friction for a lot of businesses who are trying to present themselves online. There's also reason for this. You know, there's a lot of data support that supports the need for trust online. You know, consumers are expecting that the websites that they visit are doing the job to protect them. They are becoming more and more familiar with the various indicators that a site is safe. I mean, fundamentally, sites are very different than they were even just 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. Everybody visiting sites are more and more sophisticated. And that's important for you as a website owner. But they also can switch away from your site in an instant and go somewhere else to get the same thing from somebody that they do trust. Or maybe they don't even click on that link at all at the search engine level or on an ad. They might not even click to get to your site in the first place if they don't feel trust. And ultimately, yeah, consumers are voting with their mouse and their wallet. Here are some statistics that are pretty daunting, but also kind of highlight the fact of how important and what's really at stake online in terms of building trust. The number one is that over 80% of online shoppers want some type of assurance that their information is secure, whether they're putting their credit card in a system to, you know, we just recently had the big holiday shopping season, and more people shopped online than ever, and that is going to be a continuing trend. How do they know that they're safe? Or even just something as simple as sign up for a newsletter, you know, giving you your an email address. Consumers want to feel that their information is safe. Google actually says there's reason that they should be concerned. Over 40,000 websites are compromised each week. That's a lot of websites, and there are more and more websites out there today doing great business, but there's also more and more bad guys out there because it is big business. And good sites can be hacked and compromised for the benefit of the bad guys. And an example of that actually is a new trend, which is called malvertising, or spreading malware, malicious code, onto computers, but they do it via third-party ad network. And the Online Trust Alliance in 2010 did a lot of studies on that, and they found that third-party ad networks, malvertising or spreading the malware just by having somebody look or click on an ad on a good website, that increased 250%. And so that's a rapidly growing way for the bad guys to get bad code onto consumer systems through legitimate websites. And, of course, you know, as I mentioned, consumers vote with their wallets, and there's a lot at stake now. So, you know, $800 billion in e-commerce transactions, and that's growing rapidly. So more and more folks are buying stuff online. So it's incredibly important that you're thinking about trust when thinking about just the basics of your website, as much as you think about traffic and conversion rates and what you're selling and fulfilling things. From a consumer standpoint, you know, they really think it's like there's a good internet and there's a bad internet. Who can I trust? There is a section, a group of large sites, you know, that, you know, and good is always a relative term, but that generally we agree that we don't really have to think twice about visiting known brands online anymore. And so we have become more sophisticated. So okay with shopping on Amazon.com, or, you know, if I'm on the New York Times reading an article, I know that's going to be the New York Times. So we're not really as worried, or we give those large brands the benefit of the doubt, and you know, we're not as worried about security or malware or privacy issues with these sites just because they have a great brand. But the majority of websites that are out there don't fall into that category. And of course, though, there are the bad guys that are out there, and or the ethically challenged, I'll say. There are a ton of security threats out there, not just the statistics that I mentioned, but I mean, these are the things that grab headlines every single day. There's malware, identity theft, phishing scams, spyware. We actually, in the security industry, we like, rather than threats, we call them attack vectors. Attack vectors sounds a lot cooler. It's a growing problem, and as consumers, it's incredibly difficult to know about all these attacks. And also for you as website owner, there's no way to really stay on top of all the threats that could impact you and, of course, then the folks visiting your site. And frankly, you don't want to. You do want to focus on your business. You don't want to spend all your time worrying about these threats. But they are out there, and it does impact how customers view your site or if they even get to your site. How do you build trust enough to get somebody to click on your link or go to your website? Basically, you have to show them. The vast majority of sites don't have those household names like Amazon or Walmart or Apple. But you're also not an obvious scam site, right? I mean, you're not, you know, on trying to get somebody to sign for lottery wins for your Nigerian uncle. You know, you're not a scam site. But you're kind of stuck in that middle zone, right? I mean, who consumers are going, who can I trust? Or actually, you know, the question that you really should be answering or asking yourself, you know, who can trust me? Or, you know, in this case, who can trust you? You have to show that you're safe. And with the busy online world of millions and millions of websites and look-alike search results, that's incredibly important to your business. You have a second or two to make a customer or a visitor to your website feel safe. And they could switch away very easily. They could click that back button. Or maybe, they might not even click to get to your site. They do a search on Google or Bing or Yahoo, and they just see that long list of sites that for that keyword phrase, and there's nothing to tell them, oh, that feels safe for me. They're going to click to the default big brand names that they know, not just because they rank high, but also because that's who they trust. So as an unknown business, it's hard. Visitors don't know you and don't trust you instantly. They're gone. Or like we say, yeah, here's, they don't know you, they don't trust you, bye-bye. So that's kind of the scary stuff. I like to think of this, though, as for businesses, as an opportunity. You know, what is your opportunity, and what can you do to build trust? And probably a starting point that I always like to think of is to think in terms of that customer life cycle and how they interact with your website. This is the funnel, if you will, that you have to get more of and accelerate and have folks go from clicking a link all the way to purchasing from you. So, yeah, first they have to find you. They have to trust your link before they click on it. And so in Google or a search engine result, they want to trust you before they click and just even get to your site. And then, of course, once you're on your site, they have to make that emotional decision on their own that do they trust you? They look at things like, does this site look professional? What are they asking me? Do they have trust indicators on there? Do they have, is this a secure page? So they have to build confidence right away once they're on the site. And then, only then, whether they're giving up their credit card information to buy something online or even just putting their email address in for a newsletter, they have to feel confident before they submit their personal information. You benefit dramatically if you think about that whole process and building trust on every element. So ultimately, these are the things that matter to you. You can get more traffic, you can get more transactions, and more happy, loyal customers. And that really applies to all types of businesses. This is not just e-commerce sites. I mean, certainly e-commerce sites where you are securing payments or you have an online shopping cart that uses an SSL certificate, you know, those SSL is a must. You have to protect and encrypt data, but you also want more shoppers. And to use a brick-and-mortar phrase, you want more people coming in the door, right? It doesn't matter how trusted your site is if nobody is finding. So you want more and more traffic. Now, that really applies if you for many of the other businesses. So if you're a content publisher or an advertising-supported business, you know, traffic and clicks are critical to everything that you do, and that is your success metric. You can draw traffic by standing out more in search results, not just by ranking higher, and by establishing credibility to promote click-throughs. So click, click, click. That's everything that you are focused on as that business. And trust is a key part of that. And then also for the many small businesses that are going online. I mean, so if you're a local business and you know you'd established your reputation in your own neighborhood, you need something that helps bring that same level of trust to your online presence because you're not necessarily going to get it right away. And you've already worked hard, again, on that local in your neighborhood, but are you going to be able to do that in the broader internet world? So now I'm going to drill into those five sites a little bit more, and let's talk about some of the strategies and tactics that several sites took to build trust. Plus, I'll discuss some of the other things that they did to be successful in really building and growing their business. And again, these are some very simple tips that you can put into action right away. Nice, easy wins for you. First up is a site called MyEnergySolution.com. Now their goal was to rapidly grow new registrations for their site, newsletter subscribers, anybody downloading a brochure, they would capture their information and also try to sign them up for their newsletter. But this was a new site. It's a brand new website. They were in a crowded field. Everything is green today, right? There are more and more websites and businesses talking about green energy and alternative methods of energy, and that's great. But for a small website that's starting out, that's a really crowded field to get into. But then also what's happening is that the bad guys are out there. The bad guys are also taking advantage of these mega trends like green energy. And so what it boils down to is that a lot of unknown sites just aren't getting traffic because folks don't know if they're a scam or not. So that was a big challenge for My Energy Solution. What they did was they really focused on that trust element right away, and they knew that that was an emotion that they wanted to get an instant reaction. So the first thing that they did, of course, was something that everybody should do, which is just have a very nice, clean, clear, professional-looking website. And they didn't put too much information on there. They wanted to get to the key points of information, make it easy to navigate, and they really focused on the look and feel of their site. They also, and this is always a key thing, especially, you know, they were asking for newsletter subscriptions and registrations. They wanted to make that call to action extremely clear. So they put that big orange button there. I have a little screenshot there. But that big orange button, that was their call to action. And by making that extremely clear and obvious, they were able to get more clicks. But then they did also want to show that they are a trusted website. And so they did put several trust marks on their websites, including the VeriSign Trust Seal. But they put this on their homepage. They did it in the footer area. We also always recommend in some way putting it above the fold. But you have to have those trust indicators someplace right up front on a homepage or right next to where there is a call to action or where somebody is going to be putting in sensitive information. And trust marks include things like the VeriSign Trust Seal, very well-recognized brand, because, you know, when you shop online or do online banking, you know, most of those websites use VeriSign. So that's a very powerful tool for small to medium-sized businesses as well. But other things, associations that you belong to, Better Business Bureau, those types of things stand out. Those are trust marks, and you want to put those front and center. So that's exactly what they did. It got great results for them. It was absolutely fantastic. In their first few months, they saw rapid growth and crushed their numbers, what they had expected. And one of the things that they did is something that I could always recommend for any website is they did A-B split testing. And A-B split testing is basically testing one element of your website, and half the folks see one element and half the folks see another. In this case, they actually tested the VeriSign Trust Seal and for the first couple months. And so on that A-B split test, half the time somebody didn't see the VeriSign Trust Seal, and half the time somebody did. Just that simple. And that A-B split test showed that when the VeriSign Trust Seal was present, that their registrations increased 137%. And that's huge. And that's just a matter of putting a simple image or symbol on the website with that trust mark. And that really flowed down and translated to the bottom line, too. So a big boost in registrations led to awesome numbers and way ahead of plan in terms of revenues. So they got more newsletter registrations. They were able to sell more products and services at the clip of they increased their sales by 75%. In this economy, most folks are happy with single digit or even any type of growth. They knocked it out of the park and saw big numbers in terms of revenues. And they also saw more site traffic. They did some tests as well looking at where traffic was coming from, and the trust marks impacted their traffic as well. The second site I want to talk about is bedandbreakfast.com. And, wow, this is what a great domain name, right? If you're searching for a bed and breakfast, want to make a reservation for a weekend, that's the place to go, right? Bedandbreakfast.com has it. Great keywords right into the domain name. But they did have a problem. And even though they have that great domain name, they've been in business for many, many years. No matter what they did in terms of search engine optimization, they could not rank higher in Google and in Bing and Yahoo. They had great placement, but they really couldn't bump up into that top tier in natural search results. And so that was really impacting their traffic. The other thing that they wanted to do was reinforce their brand image. That was a big challenge for them. They wanted folks to know that this was the preeminent place. If you want to go to make a reservation for bed and breakfast, this is the one spot you need to go. And the name alone was not going to do it. But it is a great start. So what they did was actually they focused on search, and they wanted to find out what was going to drive more traffic to their site. So they actually paid for a heat map study. And what a heat map study is basically when somebody looks at a page within the first couple seconds, where do their eyes go? So it tracks actually where on a page does somebody look. And on the left is just their normal search results. And they did a search on bed and breakfast Virginia. That was the keyword phrase that they used. And consistently, bedandbreakfast.com, no matter how awesome that name is, they were ranking fourth and fifth on Google. But as you could see on the left there, the red area was really focused in on the first two results. And then that's pretty common. You know, that's the norm, that folks are going to look in the upper left. And so they're going to look at those first two search results. But, you know, they're ranked fourth and fifth, so that's not really helping them a whole lot. Then they did the test with the VeriSign Trust Seal located in what we, and this is a feature of the VeriSign Trust Seal that we called Seal in Search. And for there's a browser plugin that's distributed through various antivirus software companies as well as search engine comparison or search comparison sites. But basically, it displays the VeriSign Trust Seal next to your search results. So that same thing that, you know, the same powerful, highly recognized image that is on a website now is able to show up in Google or Bing or Yahoo right next to the search results. And the heat map changed dramatically. Now, so on the right there, they ranked the same. They were fourth and fifth for Bed and Breakfast Virginia. But there's two major things that happen. So folks still dramatically go left, upper left. But all of a sudden, there was much, much more eye movement or instant reaction to the fourth and fifth results. So things moved down the page. Folks were looking farther down the page. And they're also looking to the right next to those bed and breakfast search results. And you know, why was this? It was basically because, one, the VeriSign seal is a highly recognized image and trust mark. It is something that folks know from buying stuff online or doing their online banking. So, wow, this website was the first result that showed the VeriSign Trust Seal next to it. But then also, just regardless of that, it is an image in this giant sea of text. So bedandbreakfast.com instantly benefited not only from posting the VeriSign, having the VeriSign Seal and Search next to their results, but it also they just got more clicks and more traffic to their website purely because they were showing a trust mark that is an image. The third site that I want to talk about is BillTiger.com. And BillTiger is a company that helps folks, as one can imagine, slash your costs of your bills. They help you pay your bills a little more effectively. And this is basically a site that lives on registrations and lives on consumers signing up for their services. So that was their main focus. How do I drive more registrations? But they also did need to make sure that they were seen as a trusted financial provider as well. So, I mean, they do have to ask for things like social security numbers, addresses, personal information, basically. So ultimately, as a consumer working with BillTiger, you were giving them your identity. And BillTiger had to win that trust in order for them to do any transactions. And, of course, like any online business, they want to do more of it. They wanted more traffic. They wanted more registrations. So how did they do that? Really, their starting point was not only to promote the fact that they're going to save you more money. I mean, that's always going to be a key thing for a financial institution or a bill consolidation company. You know, So as much as they are about saving customers money, they also didn't want to make life hard on those customers. They up front knew that one of the key benefits for them to be successful was they needed to show customers that their information was going to be safe. And again, people are scared about identity theft. So, yeah, they needed a very clear way to show that they were secure, that they were protecting identities, all that personal information, and reinforce that they're not going to be sloppy about it. You know, they aren't going to have gaps in their security because the valuable personal data is at stake. And it's just a non-starter for consumers if you don't feel safe, no matter how much they're going to save money. So what they did was they added a whole section about security, or they called it the safe and secure page, and they highlighted it right up front on their homepage. It was one of their top three rotating banners at the top there. They had a page dedicated to it just to demonstrate that they work with trusted businesses to make sure that they're keeping information safe. They also did some other things. So outside of security, to help conversions, these are some good tips outside of just pure building trust, but they keep their forms really simple. So get the information and then help customers move through the process as quickly as possible. That also was very key. They didn't want any headaches, and they kept their forms simple. And ultimately, then they reinforced those forms by putting the VeriSign trust seal and other trust marks right next to that call to action or that step. So before somebody clicked, there was that visual connection before they clicked on the submit button that information was going to be safe. And they saw awesome results. First and foremost, they got more traffic. So through seal and search, and there are other methods of promoting the business, that they got more clicks. I mean, a significant number more clicks, 336% more visitors to their website over time as soon as they started building the safe and secure element to their business and reinforcing that benefit. That extra traffic got higher conversion rates because somebody was trusted them before they even got to the website, so they were more likely to click once they were on the website. And so they got more registrations. Another metric that they also looked at was page views. So once somebody was on their site, they were taking the steps to, you know, sign up for the business, but then they were also checking out the business more and more. They wanted to learn more about Bill Tiger, and so their page views just blew up and were over 500%. So that was just by building trust, everything changed for Bill Tiger. The fourth site I want to talk about is Switchgear Genomics. And Switchgear is a small business. It's a non-e-commerce site, but it's in a very specialized industry. And it's highly competitive. And they needed more visitors to their corporate website. They were just fundamental. They weren't going to be doing transactions online, but they needed to stand out in search results for their key phrases, so that investors and potential users of their products would just go to their corporate website. And they needed to differentiate their brand along something that was meaningful, and they felt trust, especially with given some of the biotechnology work that they were doing. Folks needed to trust them in order to do business. So they felt that was going to be the brand differentiator. And so first and foremost, what they did is they did fundamental SEO work on their primary keyword phrases, things like microRNA decoding and other I'm not a microbiologist or a genomics expert by any means, but they built out their keyword list. They did the fundamental SEO type things to get more visibility on the search engines. But then they did use the VeriSign Trust Seal, and again, worked with us on making sure that the seal was showing up in search results. And they also put it right on the home page. So if somebody did click on a link inside of Google that and they saw the VeriSign Trust Seal next to their search result, it was instantly reinforced when they got to the website. So that's an important tip is, again, back to that life cycle. If somebody sees it in the click, they're going to want to see it again right when they get to your website or whatever that landing page is. And so that's a screenshot of their home page. But here's also, and it's hard to read here, but for their key terms, they dominated. They began to dominate the search engine results in Google. And you can see here also the VeriSign Trust Seal was everywhere for them. They just owned a spot. And over all of their terms, they increased traffic over 40%. And then again, that translated to more of what they wanted, which was not just the clicks, but then once somebody was on their site, the core metrics that they really focused on were more page views on their corporate site, learning more about them, and then more time on the site. So researchers and investors were spending the time on their site learning about what they did. So they saw dramatic results, but ultimately the one that they loved the most was more traffic. The last site that I want to talk about is The Find. And actually The Find is a shopping comparison site. It's one of the more popular shopping comparison sites out there. And what they wanted to do was help merchants any way they can. For most terms, there's many, many merchants and many, many product offerings, but they wanted different ways for businesses to stand out. And they knew that that was going to help drive more clicks to their businesses, so those merchants would be much happier with the shopping comparison site and what The Find could offer. But then ultimately that would help them sell more products and services to those merchants. And the number one thing that they did was they wanted to display the VeriSign Trust Seal for any merchant who had VeriSign SSL on their website or had the VeriSign Trust Seal. And so much like the seal and search feature that showed the VeriSign seal in Google or Bing search results, The Find was displaying the VeriSign Trust Seal next to merchants who used VeriSign SSL. And they also did A-B split tests to really check this out. I mean, was this going to be the thing that was going to drive more traffic to their merchants, or should they try something else? And the numbers actually blew them away. They saw that when, again, with the A-B split test, that when the VeriSign Trust Seal was shown versus just a generic lock image, that those merchants got 18.5% more clicks. And they could go to their merchants then and talk about, you know, and demonstrate on an individual basis how much they were driving traffic through their shopping comparison site versus other shopping comparison sites. But then more importantly, they were really showing that they were getting more clicks. And during, you know, the tough economic times that we're under, I mean, anybody getting 18.5% more traffic to their site, that's great. 5% more would be awesome. But 18.5% through The Find was driving real results for their merchants. So those were five sites, what they did, how they benefited from trust, how that helped with their core focus on traffic. But, you know, really, you know, we've really discussed all the different ways that trust can increase traffic, right? But that it also really funnels down to all of the key metrics that you really care about that trust can impact, and whether that is traffic or unique visitors or impressions. That's good. You start there, and then the whole process for your customer, and of course then for you and your bottom line, really play out. And so not only do you get more traffic, but you then can get more sales transactions or registrations or logins or people picking up the phone and calling you. Those are the things that matter to you. And ultimately, then that's going to translate into more revenues and more profits, the financial metrics that we all care about. So that's what trust can do for you. And there really is a nice, easy way for you to measure this as well. And so this is kind of the last tip that I have is, you know that you need to be trusted, but you need to have ROI. And how can you calculate the ROI in trust? So ask yourself, start with, how much do you spend in online marketing activities? How much do you spend buying Google AdWords or search engine marketing? Or how much do you spend on SEO consulting services, on advertising? How much are you spending to try to drive more traffic on your site? And how much revenue comes from that traffic, and how much profit comes from that traffic? And basically, we've seen consistently that online traffic sources can improve, over 18% just from using a trust mark and then using the VeriSign seal in search in particular. So what if you could increase traffic 18%? How does that funnel through to your profits? The other thing that we always look at is, again, those A-B split tests for on-site traffic. And that actually, we see that on average over 20%. So 24%, we have numerous case studies where sites that show the VeriSign Trust Seal versus those that don't, or when they don't, they improve their conversion rates 24%. So that's very powerful. Wow. I mean, most businesses would take 10% improvement. And they fight and scrap to get squeeze 10% more in terms of traffic and in conversions because they know that's going to translate to the bottom line. But if you could do it at increased traffic 18% or more, can increase your conversion rates 24%, that seems like a no-brainer. So I'll let you do the math on your own, but clearly, can you really afford not to invest in building trust on your website? So thank you for spending part of your day with us. You can find out more about trust and learn and read about more some of the case studies that I just mentioned, examples like five sites that I talked about on VeriSign.com, or check us out on our blogs or follow us on Twitter.
Bob, are you going to be taking some questions?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready to take some questions. And one of the questions was, how did the VeriSign logo come out in search results? And that was that's a feature called the VeriSign Trust Seal that is implemented for anyone who has the VeriSign Trust Seal product or the VeriSign SSL certificates. So you instantly get this feature called Seal and Search, whether you own any of the VeriSign Trust Seal or SSL products. And what we do there is it's actually a browser plugin that is distributed through millions and millions of consumers, to millions and millions of consumers through antivirus software companies. We are now owned by an antivirus software company, Symantec, and it's distributed that way. And so automatically, folks see the VeriSign Trust Seal right next to search results. Consumers don't have to do anything special other than have those products, and then they see the search results, and then we feed that in through the browser. Another question that came up is, what's the right number of trust seals to use on a site? Okay, actually, I didn't mention that. All the sites that I showed did show some form of trust seal, but there's a lot out there. Really, there's no rule of thumb on the number of trust marks to put on a site. I think, though, really there's two things that you should be thinking about there in terms of the quantity. Is one, don't do too much. You don't want your site to look like a NASCAR racing car. So don't just plaster your site with tons and tons of trust seals. I mean, one, it's valuable real estate, and then two, it starts to look a little bit like you're trying too hard at that point. Plus then, the second point is each of those trust seals really needs to mean something and have some recognition. So while the VeriSign trust seal is the most recognized trust mark out there, there are others, but they do have very important meanings, whether it's checking your privacy policy. That's a very important element to customers. Also, whether or not you belong to an association, so like Better Business Bureau and some of those have impact. So I think typically we see the good results in kind of that 3 to 4 trust marks, kind of at the maximum, but you want to make sure that they're meaningful to your customers. I think that's really the bottom line there, as opposed to the number of trust marks to show.
Bob, if you hit the refresh, you'll get some additional questions or keep coming in here.
Oh, awesome. That's right. Thanks. One of the questions is how does the VeriSign mark compare to the GoDaddy trust mark as far as effectiveness? I certainly don't know the GoDaddy metrics. I mean, I do, again, know the VeriSign trust seal metrics. We're seeing over 18% in terms of extra traffic that you see, and A/B split tests on sites shows 24% increase in conversions. And then I just generally would say that VeriSign is probably a little more trusted than GoDaddy. Right? We're getting ready for the Super Bowl commercials. We'll just say that with those guys. So, but yeah, VeriSign, we do know that's going to drive more results for you. I'm just reading the question here. One question came in that, you know, I don't allow advertising on my websites, and that you're using antivirus software like Norton on your system. But how can I make my personal website more secure? And really, there are two steps, and one is always having a secure hosting provider, so that they have all the systems in place, and most do, so that somebody can't get in the back door through your hosting provider. But then, second is to always check to see if there is something, you know, react almost, just in case there is. So kind of as a second measure of security, something that we include with the VeriSign Trust Seal and VeriSign SSL is malware scanning. So we do a daily malware scan on your website, and that just searches through the HTML code and sees if there's any known malware on your site. And if we do detect it, you'll catch it quick so that you don't end up being blacklisted by the search engines or antivirus companies or the browsers. And then most importantly, then we fix it. We help you fix it. And we notify you right away if there's malware on your site. And then we show you exactly where it is so you could delete it. And then you rescan, and you're good to go. So, yeah, really it's a two-step process, even on personal sites, that if you're not collecting personal information, it's still important to build trust and it's still important to be secure. So one is have that secure hosting provider, and then two, make sure you're getting a daily malware scan. So with that, actually there's a couple more questions that came in. I think we are running out of time, but I am going to actually reply to these offline.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, so I have everybody's email address. So just, you know, if you feel free to send us any more questions and post those here. I will be responding offline via email.
That's great.
Webinar.
I know everyone will appreciate that. So thank you very much, Bob. And on behalf of VeriSign and Retail Online Integration. I do want to thank everyone for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you could just take a minute to fill out the feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we would be most appreciative. Your feedback does influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So thank you all again. Have a great afternoon. Hope to see you at our next webinar. Bye for now.